So this was just in their backyard. They had this place where they kept their cows.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know about the fox.
Okay.
So a little bit out of my league.
All right. What is the place? Where do animals usually go to graze? What would that be called?
Field.
Okay. Did you ever raise cotton?
No.
Did you ever pick it or anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. What would you say? All right, cotton and corn are grown in a
field.
All right, how about, what's tobacco grown in?
It's grown in a field, too.
Okay. What? Give me an example of some things you might say were grown in a patch.
Strawberries. Peas. Small gardens around the homes, they call patches, but when they did big farming, they were such and such a field, or
okay,
South 40 or something.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a fence in your backyard?
No.
All right. Did you when you were growing up?
Yes.
What kind of fence was it?
It was just a, I don't know what they called it. It was a wire fence with about the size of a brick. I don't know what they call that kind of wire.
Okay. I don't
know. Just a regular old fence.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term paling fence?
Yeah, wooden fence, but we didn't have that kind of.
All right. Do you have different names for different kinds of little wooden fences?
Run that past me again. Picket fences. My aunt has one around her house that she's bought down in Gainesville.
Okay. Is that Aunt Lily?
Oh. Uh-huh.
Okay, Mom told me about that house. All right, and you would say paling fence, too? That'd be
mm-hmm.
another kind?
Paling.
Any others?
Paling and picket.
Is that it?
That's all I know.
Okay. What do you call the kind of fence that you can tear your pants on if you're trying to climb over it?
Barbed wire.
All right. Okay, can you think of a name for a kind of fence made of split rails laid in a zigzag fashion?
Well, we just called it a railing fence. I know what you're talking about, but
that's
all I know.
That's fine. Okay. All right, if you were to set up a barbed wire fence, you would dig holes for what?
For the pole or the post.
Okay. What might you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from a field and build up?
Field stone. Wall.
Okay. Okay, now, I don't know if you know about this trick, but on the farm a lot of times they'll put something into a hen's nest to fool her and make her start laying. What would that be called?
I've seen those. They're little artificial eggs, but I've forgotten what you call them.
All right, well, there are lots of names. Okay, if you have a really nice tea set like that, what would you call that?
You mean the china or the...
That's right.
China.
Okay, now, if you saw an egg made out of that same material,
China egg.
Okay, will you say it again?
China egg.
Okay. That's what I was trying to get at. That's what they put in the hen's
nest. That's what they put in my
Okay. All right, what would you use to carry water in from a well?
Pail.
All right, would it be made out of wood or metal?
Well, metal.
Okay.
I guess a wooden one would be a bucket.
Okay. I was just going to ask you what the difference was. All right, what kind of container would one use to carry food to the pigs?
A bucket.
You have a special... Well, since you didn't grow up on a farm...
No, but they called it slop. You try to get
that. Slop, yeah.
They call it slop the hogs. And
okay.
The garbage and stuff from the table sometimes.
Yeah. All right. What do you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Okay. What's it made out of?